The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
In case you need some inspiration to get fit in the new year, how about working out to get buff in the buff? Listen to this. A New York City gym, Hanson Fitness, which, by the way, boasts celebrity clients like Julia Roberts and Tom Cruise, offers personal training sessions where you'll work out completely naked. According to the gym, working out without clothes provides a number of health benefits to your exercise, including skin breathing, I guess as opposed to if you're wearing tight clothes, you're not allowing the skin to breathe, I guess that's it. The release of endorphins also is a benefit to exercising naked, I guess, and complete body awareness. Yeah, can you say self-conscious? So you can see if you're cheating on your exercise routines, they say. The spokesperson for Hanson Fitness goes on to say, it allows our members to have a little cheeky fun in the process of getting fit. Are you a little bashful about bearing it all? Well, those not completely comfortable working out in the buff have the option of wearing, I'm not making this up, nude-colored underwear. Isn't that just as bad, if not worse, than if you were just nude? Now, this New York City Health Club is not technically the first to offer a naked workout routine, but it will be the first to offer co-ed classes. Well, I wonder if there's any age maximums there. Anyway, well, welcome one and all, whether you're 9 years old or 90, male, female, rich, poor, short, tall, we welcome you all. After all, Dr. Health Radio is one doctor's appointment that doesn't cost you a thing, so there's no insurance required. And the best part of all is you don't have to pull down your pants or take off your clothes for this painless injection of health information. And you're with the Snowman, David Snow, and we thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Today on the program, Gilad from Fit TV's Bodies in Motion will be with us. He has the number one fitness show in America on television, and he is with us each and every week or each and every year at this time. And we do this show weekly, of course, and we always have the fitness file, but this is an expanded version of that. And so we will have Gilad on in a matter of minutes to get your body in motion this year of 2018. All right, let's go to the fitness file right now and talk about Beyond Six-Pack Training. And this is from the Abdominal Snowman, yours truly, but actually most people associate a strong core with six-pack abs, but that's not always the case. A flat stomach with visible definition is not necessarily indicative of a strong and stable core. We talked about core fitness in the first hour of the program. By the way, you can go to drhealthradio.com if you missed the first hour of the show, or if you're not in an area where you get the first hour, and listen to our first hour of the program, which also dealt with fitness resolutions. The core is not just abdominal muscles. It's the entire torso. So core training isn't just for athletes. It's for anyone who wants to feel stronger and live pain-free. And there's a variety of exercises for that. And we'll talk to Gilad because he's Lord of the Abs. And we'll talk to him about some of the ab exercises he recommends. Now, great abs after 50, a good six-pack workout targets not only your abs, but also your mind and heart as well. This is interesting information. The best ab exercises, they say, are core stabilizers that simulate real-life movements. You know, can you say functional fitness, right? And body fat reduction is dictated by nutrition. So you always hear that if you want abs, abs are made in the kitchen. What you eat will be the determining factor in your ability to have six-pack abs that show. Everybody has a six-pack ab. It's just that most of you are hiding it under too much fat, adipose tissue. I want abs. Absolutely. All those cookies in the bag. All right. As I always say, if you want a visible abdominal six-pack, lay off drinking that six-pack, whether it's soft drinks or hard drinks. All right. Let's go to matters of sexual health. This is a review of some useful information on different pregnancy rates, the typical use and rates of pregnancy for different birth control methods. First of all, sterilization. For male sterilization, it's 0.15% typical rate of pregnancy. Female sterilization, about 0.5%, so three times higher, but still less than 1%, 0.5%. Hormonal methods of birth control, the implant, the kind of the Norplant, for instance, 0.05, that goes way down. Hormone shots, the Depo-Provera, 0.3%. Combined pills, the estrogen progestin is 5% likely, or you're 5% likely to get pregnant. And then IUDs, intrauterine devices, the copper version, 0%. It's actually the lowest of any type of birth control method, whereas progesterone T or IUD is 2%. Now, the barrier methods, which is, are popular, the male latex condom, about 14% in real-life situations. They say lowest expected rate of pregnancy is 3%, but you know, for typical rates, they average about 14%. Diaphragm, 20%. Vaginal sponges, you're 20 to 40% likely to get pregnant, as with cervical caps, the same percentages. Female condoms, not as good as male condoms, 21% versus 14% for the male condoms. And then spermicides are about 26% likely to get to have a pregnancy if you use those. But still, you know, 75% plus success rate. Withdrawal, 19%, and natural family planning, 25%. Now, no method, 85% likely that you will get pregnant. All right. Okay, let's go to, do we have a Funny Bone Pharmacy? Oh, actually, before we go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy, Highway Health Patrol reminds you that airbags are not, you know, a complete protection against accidents and injuries and death. Let's talk about airbags. We've all known one. No, just kidding. Not talking about the humans that let out a little too much air, hot air, but referring instead to airbags in your motor vehicle. Now, some years ago, I read where the German traffic department in that country calculated that the number of road deaths and injuries has been reduced by 56%. Through the introduction of the airbag. And, you know, those statistics are probably similar here in the U.S. and other countries. However, just because your automobile has airbags, it does not mean you shouldn't wear your seatbelt and that you shouldn't drive in a safe manner. So always drive safely and defensively. And buckle your life belt. It's a healthy habit to snap into whenever you're in a moving vehicle. And that includes going down to the local grocery store. You know, most accidents happen within just a few miles to 30 miles of home. So it's when you're most complacent that it's you're most likely to have an accident. Okay, let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Here's some news that sounds like a joke. Ariel Bonici, 26 years old, of Huntington, New York, responsibly arrived at the Northport Police Department and Village Justice Court on December 4th to answer a summons issued in May for possession of marijuana. But before she could even park her car, Bonici, who was on her phone, attracted the attention of officers by cutting off an unmarked police vehicle and then wheeling into the spot reserved for the chief of police. Could you be any more stupid? When officers approached the car... And Bonici rolled her window down. A cloud of marijuana smoke poured out. And she was promptly arrested for possession again, along with getting a ticket for using her cell phone while driving. Well, thank goodness she was able to appear before the court for both charges. All righty. And then here real quickly. What is the most common bizarre injury? Well, according to this study, well, first of all, your choices. A, hurt by a workbench tool. B, walked into a wall. C, struck by a cow. Or D, accidentally bitten by another person. The answer is B. In the past year, believe it or not, over 17,000 people walked into walls. They analyzed 3,000 medical codes for injuries, physical injuries, from 200 million Americans, and they found that this is the case. People walking into walls, whether it's texting and walking or being distracted by your cell phone or sleepwalking, what have you, but distractions keep increasing, they say. Actually, you know, this is good because it thins out the gene pool. I mean, if you're stupid enough to, for instance, walk across the street with cars going back and forth, staring down at your phone instead of paying attention to where you're going, you deserve the consequences. That's all I can say. Okay. All right. We're going to take a brief break here. And when we come back, we will have more information for your good fitness health here on Dr. Health with my guest, Gilad from Fit TV's Bodies in Motion, and also Elaine LaLanne, the queen of fitness in America. You remember Jack LaLanne on. Actually, both of them had a show on for 34 years on television. It was the number one exercise show and the longest running exercise show on television. Gilad from Fit TV's Bodies in Motion is catching up, though. He's been on for over 30 years, and we'll have him in studio in just a minute or two here on Dr. Health Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Don't go anywhere. Back right after this as Dr. Health continues.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Hey, hon, dinner's almost ready.
Hey, let me out of here. Hey, what about using me, Thermi? You need a food thermometer to be safe.
Yeah, what about Thermi?
Oh, honey, I know by the color when it's done.
Colors can be wrong. People could get sick. Hamburgers that look done sometimes aren't cooked enough.
We learned it at school.
All right.
Remember, it's safe to bite when the temperature is right.
All right, we hope you're getting physical this year. It's a new year and time to remake those fitness resolutions. We're going to help you do that with our guest Gilad from Fit TV's Bodies in Motion. And in the second half of this hour, Elaine LaLanne joins us. She's 91 years young, still doing her push-ups after all these years. As you know, she was the other half of the Jack LaLanne and Elaine LaLanne TV show, for those of you old enough to remember that. They started in the 50s and went all the way to, I believe, the 1980s, was it? 70s or 80s. And Gilad kind of took the torch, and he is still on TV. In fact, you will see him on your local TV stations nationwide on Bodies in Motion. You can, I believe, go to bodiesinmotion.com. Is that it?
It's Gilad.tv, actually.
Gilad.tv. Welcome to the program. How the health are you?
I'm doing fine, and how
Don't you ever age? I've been interviewing you for 15 or 20 years, and you still look the same. I mean,
thank you. I wish it was true, but yes, thank you very much.
Now, what are you doing taking a picture of me? I have a face for radio. You have the face for TV.
Yeah. That's the thing. We got to do a little swap here.
You better not post that anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good. You know, for years and years I had the drhealthradio.com website, And for years, the station kept bugging me. I didn't even have my picture on there. And people said, David, you have to have your picture on your website. I thought, what for? You know. And so finally, I relented. And so there's one picture of me.
That's all.
That's all there is. Go to drhealthradio.com.
You mentioned Elaine. I just came back from New York a couple of weeks
ago.
Yes,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. And sit there and had dinner with her. She's going to be 92.
March 20th, I think, or 19th.
And just a perfect example of healthy, fit living, right?
She's
approaching 92, and probably she's still the life of the party.
Oh,
I mean, she's
by
fit,
far.
Fit as a whistle, sharp as a razor blade.
That's right.
And I mean, when you spend time with her, you realize, wow, she really has a lot of inspiring stories to tell. And lived a very inspiring lifestyle, you know, and it's a matter, really, you come to realize it's a matter of choice.
It is. It really is. That's a good take-home message for our listeners today.
It really is. It's a matter of choice. I think we always, you know, this is New Year's, and we're making a New Year's resolution. And everybody kind of, you know, goes and says, okay, what did I accomplish last year, and what did I not accomplish last year? And
right.
You can get, you know, people can get down if they didn't accomplish what they wanted to, or they can be high on that they did accomplish what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the bottom line is to realize that the choices that we make, we can make certain choices, right, on a daily basis to help us go in the positive direction. Whether we accomplish everything we want or whether we don't, our fitness and our health is in our hands for the most part.
Mm-hmm. It's self-care, not, you know, it doesn't matter what HMO plan you have or insurance policy you have.
Yeah.
The main part of care is caring for your own mind and body. It's not the doctor caring for it or some other professional. I mean,
well, because everybody will say, if you look at people, you know, that are older and you look at their medicine cabinet, it's full with stuff, you know. One medicine is to cure this, and then there's another medicine to cure what's curing
the side effects of
and then
that
the side effects of the third medicine. Yeah. And it's just, it's endless. I mean, I think that the medicine is only when you absolutely have to.
And we forget, a lot of our listeners forget that exercise is medicine, nutrition is medicine.
Absolutely.
Air is medicine, you know, on and on.
I think, you know, I mean, we do have a little bit of luck, I think, you know, and also genetic makeup has a big... A big determination factor on what happens to us. But I think that a lot of it is in our hands. And if we just make the right choices on a daily basis, be it nutrition and exercise, I think we're really ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm. Now, what made you 30 years ago? You've had your TV show on for 30 years.
The show is on now. You know, I myself cannot believe how long the show's been on because I feel like I'm just getting started.
Did you think back 30 years ago that it would be such a long-term?
Of course not. Of course not.
Okay. You were just going to do it for a few years?
I thought it was just sort of like a stint for 1 or 2 years, you know, to be on TV and do exercise. And here I am 34 years later.
So you're matching Jack LaLanne's record.
Well, I broke it, actually. It's different because TV back then was different. So, you know, let's keep Jack's record as Jack's record.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But, you know, now with the cable and all that, it's a very different universe.
Yeah, it's a different animal.
TV. Mm-hmm. So, back then, he had a daily show. My show is not a daily show. It's pre-recorded.
Mm. That's right.
But we're still on, and we're still on JLTV across the United States, and I'm still very active doing
appearances
and
taping.
And I mean, I'm trying to keep up with Elaine LaLanne. That's a test.
You should have her on as a guest on your show.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
they were.
Well, some years ago, but...
Yeah, this was like when...
recently. I mean, now you should have her on.
Yeah, next go around. Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
absolutely.
Because at 91, she's an inspiration to all the viewers that would see
absolutely.
Her. At you know, they if they're 60 or 70 or elderly, they say, "Hey, she's doing it at 91. I can do a few minutes of Galad's exercises." You
absolutely.
Know? Yeah.
I was just in May. This last May, I was in Chicago. I was the one who she was inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And I was the one who presented her with the award.
So
I presented her to the crowd.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, lo and behold, she gets up there and says, you know, says her thing. And then everybody says, can you still do push-ups? The crowd. She goes, oh, yeah. Gets down with her, you know, she's in a, you know, a nightgown outfit it's a gala event. And she's doing her push-ups on the stage.
And those are real push-ups. They're not from the knees.
No, these are real push-ups.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, that is amazing. Now, as far as, you know, we want to talk about New Year's fitness resolutions, but we want people to be able to keep them up until next New Year's when we have you back on again for some more tips. So
I think that's the goal. That's the
yeah, it's easy to make a resolution, let's face it. But to keep one... Yeah. And keep keeping on.
Yes.
What is sustainability?
Sustainability of the goal. I think that's the key. And I think that many times people, you know, they kind of let themselves go, et cetera. Let's say specifically we're talking about fitness and health, right? Mm-hmm. So people let themselves go, and then comes the new year, and they go, okay, now I'm going to start January 2nd. Then, you know, they're traveling or whatever. They didn't start January 2nd, so they go to the gym, and then for the first 2 weeks, and then they kind of, most of them fade out. That's the statistics show. That most people fade out of their program. I think that in order to maintain a good program for long term, it's the sustainability is the main factor. And there are a few things that go into it. One is find an exercise program that you like to do. Because if you don't like to do it, it's not going to happen.
Second of all,
I think it has to fit into the time of day that you know you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And not enough to fight
it. Oh, good idea.
Because, yeah. The third thing is to be just, you know, keep yourself motivated, whatever it takes to keep yourself motivated.
So the purpose of why you're exercising.
Why are you exercising?
Doing it for your family or weight loss or feeling good, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as I always say, nothing tastes as good as thin feels or as fit feels, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, by the way, I renamed my John Jim. So that way I can tell people I went to the gym every morning. That's one strategy, you know. I went to the gym every morning, first thing in the morning. Anyway, so New Year's fitness resolutions. I know that you kind of divide your time between here in Honolulu and also New York and Los Angeles.
Not LA. I've been spending more time in Israel.
In Israel as well, yeah. So out of the country. So NY fitness resolutions, that's New York fitness resolutions as well as New Year's fitness resolutions. What do you do on the road? Because a lot of people travel. And so how do you stay fit on the road? Do you do exercises in the hotel room or do you just make it a point to know where the nearest gym is and work out there?
Yeah. In my case, I am a member of 24 Hour Fitness.
Okay.
Okay, so and they have hundreds of clubs all over across the country. Mm-hmm. So it makes it fairly easy. I try to keep the same schedule. You know, if I get to a town, even though, my schedule is not as I'm used to having it at home, but I try to maintain that sort of a similar schedule.
Okay.
And you still wake up in the morning, you still have breakfast, you still have lunch and dinner, have meetings during the day, whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also time for the workout. It's just like, if you're traveling, you're not going to stop brushing your teeth.
But yet people stop exercising when they travel.
Because it's more of an exercise does take energy and commitment, and it does take a follow-through, you know. And the first thing to go is you can say, I did this enough today. I'm a little tired. I'm going to go, I'm going to forego my fitness today.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I bring in talking about one of your competitors, Jillian Michaels?
Oh, not at all.
Okay. So
I don't know much about her, but yes.
Okay. So from fitness guru Jillian Michaels, she has five simple morning habits for weight loss success. Let's see if you concur with this. Don't skip breakfast. That was her number one on her list. Two, take your vitamins. Her top recommendations, as are mine, a probiotic, which Theralac is the official probiotic of Dr. Health Radio, a quality multivitamin mineral, and an omega-3 fatty acid supplement, you know, like a fish oil or algae oil. And then three, she says, stay hydrated. Your, wake-up cup of beverage in the morning is H2O, what do you know? It doesn't have to be coffee. Four is to find time for fitness, which is what you're alluding to. And then, again, one thing that you mentioned, find your source of motivation. Find something that energizes you and gives you a sharper focus or the purpose of why you're doing it in the first place.
Okay.
So, you're pretty much...
I agree. I think that in regards to the vitamins and minerals and all that, I think that a lot of it we can get in our food.
That's true, but...
A lot of it we can get in our
yes
food.
Yes and no.
So yeah, if you eat, I believe that if you eat a healthy, balanced diet, most of it you get in your food. But if you want to supplement with vitamins and minerals, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm. Do you take any vitamins and minerals?
No.
Okay. All right. Moving right along.
You know what? I do take a. I'm sorry. I apologize. I do take a supplement, and that is more for joint and connective tissue.
Right. Right. Okay.
And that is more like things like turmeric. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the anti-inflammatories.
Yeah, but I haven't taken vitamin C and I haven't taken in a long time, and I feel really good.
Well, that explains it. That's why you look like. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. One thing I take at the top of my list is xanthosin, which is an antioxidant, astaxanthin. And
yes, of course.
Yeah.
They make it here in Hawaii.
Yeah.
On the Big Island.
Right. Well, that's one company, and then xanthosin actually has a greater bioavailability. That's a good one, too. Yeah,
yes.
No doubt. So any astaxanthin supplement, but the one I take and the one we recommend is xanthosin because it's the newest and it has a lot of research. In fact, one of our doctors at the University of Hawaii here, a longevity researcher, Dr. Bradley Wilcox, a gerontologist who had a hand in talking about doing research on the blue zones where people live the longest and healthiest worldwide. He's doing research currently on xanthosin. So
it is the most prominent antioxidant on the market.
Exactly right. It's many times, like 50 times stronger than vitamin C or
carotene.
100 times.
You know, like even carrots.
Beta carotene.
Beta carotene. It's much stronger, and it has a benefit of helping you. It's sort of like a natural sunscreen because it works from the inside out, right?
Exactly,
so
right.
It does help with exposure to sun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's right, and for skin health in general, dermatologists recommend it. Yeah, so xanthosin. Now I know we're not going to talk about diets. Actually, next week we're going to be talking about diets at this time of the program. But I always follow Miss Piggy's advice. Have you heard of Miss Piggy's advice?
No, I want to hear this.
Never eat more than you can lift.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I mean, isn't that...
Well, it depends how strong you are, and I, you know, but that's quite a bit. That's more, sounds like a lion's diet.
A lion's diet,
that
would be a good lion's
diet.
They
eat, like, I think their body weight every 2 days or something
like that. Something like that, yeah. Well, of course, they sleep 21 hours a day, so...
Yeah.
because they have to. And then, you know, only snack between meals.
Right.
So...
I'll tell you.
What's your dietary regimen?
I don't really snack much between meals.
Okay.
I kind of stick to the three daily...
three, okay.
Yeah, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I might have a shake, a fruit shake in the afternoon, a vegetable shake in the afternoon with protein in it or something like that.
Okay.
excuse me. I'm not big on snacks.
I see.
After dinner, maybe if I'm having an early dinner, late night, I might have something light occasionally, not on a regular basis. I find that I find nowadays that if my eating my breakfast, lunch, and dinner are balanced, I don't have any cravings during the day.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think the key is to get to the point and eat the kind of foods that you don't feel those cravings.
Exactly right. Yeah, if you start your day with sugar, then you're going to it sets up that blood sugar roller coaster, and every couple hours you're going to have that caffeine or sugar fix to keep your blood sugar up. Whereas a protein based breakfast or something,
a protein based breakfast
complex
with veggies and things like that, it sustains you for a long period of time, especially the blood sugar.
For instance, this morning I had my green eggs and ham. So,
green eggs.
You know, the Dr. Seuss, Green Eggs and Ham, cartoon character. You don't follow cartoon characters.
I
of course, I've been out of watching TV cartoons for over a year, so I forgot it also. But that's another program. Anyway,
okay,
we need to pause for bottom of the hour station ID. And Gilad, when we come back, we're going to bring on Elaine LeLane.
Elaine, awesome.
Yeah,
great.
So
what
a
surprise.
So we'll surprise our listeners with more information on good fitness health here on Dr. Health. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this here on Dr. Health Radio as we continue our special edition New Year's Fitness Resolution show of 2018.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Hey, did you see this? As if people aren't already narcissistic enough, new selfie chinos give coffee drinkers a new way to express themselves. Or should that be espresso themselves, maybe? That's
I like that.
But here's the story. You might be interested in this, Gilad, because you drink coffee, right?
Yes, okay. In the morning.
All right. So this London coffee shop, the Tea Terrace, is actually putting customers' selfies on their drinks. Called a selfie chino, the drink's foam carries an image of its drinker for a whole new kind of personalization. So here's how it works. A messaging app allows participants to send their headshot to a barista. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
Who can make the drink in the form of either cappuccino or hot chocolate. A special machine then reproduces their image in the drink using a flavorless food coloring. They pay $7.50 a cup for this. Not exactly cheap. The cafe sold, get this, 400 selfie chinos between December 16th and December 19th. So obviously there's a market for this.
Wow.
Selfie chino, cappuccino, crappuccino, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. You can
leave,
there you go.
You can leave. Leave me out of all that. I don't buy it. Anyway,
let's have a glass of water.
I'll drink to that. Hey, do we have Elaine Lalane on the line? Let's see. I believe we do. The Queen of Fitness in America. Elaine, do we have you?
You have me. I've been listening to cappuccino and coffee and all that stuff.
But as you sip your organic carrot juice.
But I don't drink coffee. So
good for you.
Well, I don't know anything about all that.
How do you have so much energy if you don't drink coffee? I mean,
well, I have lots of energy. I'm overloaded with energy.
I know you are. You could bottle it. Well, thanks so much for being on. You know, you guys have been on, and Jack, of course, was on our show for over 30 years. Well, about 30 years. I know I've known you guys for over 30 years.
Well, if Jack were here today, he'd say invest in yourself. You know, everybody invests in money, in the stock market and all that. But how many people invest in themselves? And spending time and taking care of the most important person in the world, you, by exercising every day and putting the right food in your body, this God-given body of yours, you would have, you would be perfect, right?
And you are an example of perfection when it comes to, Gilad and I were just talking about it, when it comes to fitness, especially for an elderly person. I should say a welderly person. You're welderly.
Yeah, welderly or elderly. I don't care what you call me, but I'm going to be 92 in March.
That's right. March 19th, right? March 19th.
And I do invest in myself, and I think about taking care of myself. And you wouldn't put, I don't put water in the gas tank of my car, so I don't put a lot of junk food in my body either. But I do. I mean, I'm not as strict as Jack was, but I do. When I was 80, I said to Jack, I'm 80 years old, and if I want a piece of cake, I'm going to have a piece of cake.
Oh, a piece of birthday cake.
And I said, if I die, I die.
That's right. He didn't even eat. I remember I threw a party for him here in Hawaii where we broadcast from, and we had I hired a local natural food bakery to make a nice carrot cake and everything. He said, don't make a cake. Don't make a cake for me, you know. And
vegetable cake.
Yeah, vegetable cake. Yeah.
So, Gilad, it's so nice to be on the show with you because, Gilad, you know, Jack always said that he always admired Gilad, and he says he knows what he's doing and he knows what he's saying. So
And Jack was a guest on Gilad's show. What was that, back in the 80s or 90s?
Yeah, back in the 80s. It's a Mutual Admiration Society because my first appearance on TV ever was on the LaLanne show.
Oh, and what year was that?
1982,
okay.
Yeah. I talked with Elaine, as a matter of fact, a few weeks ago when we saw each other there in New York. I'm trying to locate that video. I would love to have it.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. Huh. And Elaine, are you still on television, or are you still doing any fitness videos or anything?
Oh, I'm still working on – I'm interviewing and doing a lot of interviews. I don't know if you ever read the Sunday paper with Marie Shriver, but
Maria Shriver, okay,
yes, yeah. And I did a interview for her with her and
great.
Sent her they're my three principles of living longer.
Okay,
and so those were my attitude, and resistance.
Resistance to what?
In other words, you need resistance, and you need, if you don't have resistance, in other words, put your hand out to your in front of you. Okay, now touch your shoulder.
Okay.
Okay. Now squeeze your
shoulder.
Fist. Everybody does do this. Squeeze your fist.
Okay.
And then bring it in really close, and what happens? You get resistance, and you got your muscles working.
Ah, okay.
So anyway, that's and everything in moderation. I believe it. The first thing I learned from Jack was moderation.
Yeah, but he did extremes. He was extremely healthy because he took extreme measures, like you were just mentioning a minute ago. He didn't even eat his own birthday cake.
No, he wouldn't do that. Well, you know, you wouldn't. What you eat today is walking and talking tomorrow.
Right, right,
and
exactly.
And what you eat today or wearing tomorrow. And actually, if you think of yourself as a walking billboard and you're telling everybody what you eat, now, I use that a lot, walking billboards. And it's, if you think of yourself as a walking billboard, you're telling everybody what you eat and how you eat and how you take care of yourself.
Mm. Wow, I like walking billboard.
If everybody thinks about that. So it's a new year, and we want to get everybody to invest in themselves.
Now you're involved in a new piece of exercise equipment. Tell us about that. The Core Strength, is it?
Yes, it's Core Strength One. It's a unit. It has has 16 attachments to it. Which the reason I went for this is because of we came out with the Glamour Stretcher in the 50s.
1950s. Okay, and we should mention for younger listeners that in 1936, Jack LaLanne, your husband, opened the first modern-day fitness club or gymnasium
That's
in America in Oakland, California.
And he invented the first weight selector. He invented the first leg extension machine.
Right.
The squat machine that's called the Smith machine now.
Yeah, because Smith patented it, and Jack never bothered to patent it because he wanted everybody to benefit from it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So those were all his ideas, and those were he went to a blacksmith in Oakland, California, and had all the stuff made.
Mm-hmm.
And then people that were working out at his gym went out and opened their own gyms, and then they started buying equipment from Paul Martin. And then all of a sudden, Vic Tanney, expanded, and he went nationwide.
Right, Vic Tanney.
And so he bought a lot of equipment from Paul Martin. So it really all...
Well, and we should mention, too, to give Jack and you credit, for many, many years, you had the Jack LaLanne European Health Spas. You had, over 100 locations nationwide?
Yes, that's right.
Right, in the 70s.
Getting back to the one machine... It has 16 attachments to it where the stretch bands,
Right.
And you can attach the stretch bands to it.
Okay.
And then it also has bars that can do the push-ups with it.
Oh, good. Okay.
Jumping up and down on the stairs on it. So it's a great unit.
You know, the only bars that Gilad and I hang out at are the pull-up bars, not the juice. Well, the juice bars and sandwich bars and the pull-up bars.
Pull-up bars with the parts.
Not the drinking bars.
Not the drinking, no.
So.
Well, Gilad and we had a nice dinner in New York a couple of weeks ago, and we had a nice...
And you were presented with an award.
And we ate very well, didn't we, Gilad?
Yes, we did. Indeed. Very healthy.
Wink, wink. No, just kidding.
No, it was healthy, actually.
Right. Okay. Now, Elaine, you gave us some, three principles that you shared with Maria Shriver in her article, the attitude, resistance, using resistance and, as far as muscle control or movement, and then everything in moderation. Anything else? I know that nutrition-wise, you drink the fresh raw juices. You have the Jack LaLanne juicer. Is that still in existence?
Yes, it is, and you can get it at Walmart. If you go to Walmart, you can pick up a Jack LaLanne juicer, and it's a good time to do it now because it's the beginning of the year, and everybody's making a New Year's resolution. Now let's make that resolution and stick with it.
That's right. Didn't know Elaine LaLanne.
The last one was consistency. I like to call it my arc. Attitude, resistance, and consistency.
Okay.
Consistency. You have to be consistent on everything you do.
That's a good
point.
If you're
not consistent, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me put you on the spot, Elaine, for just a second. Have you made any New Year's fitness resolutions or health resolutions of any kind today at 91 years old?
I have to be very honest with you. My New Year's resolution is a new day every day.
All right.
And I have a New Year's resolution every day.
So it's a new day resolution. That's good. I like
that. So in other words, if you don't take a long goal, you want to have a short goal to come to come to a long goal.
Right. You break it up. Like by the inch, it's a cinch. By the yard, it's hard. So you just break them up in smaller chunks, and it makes it easier to achieve
right.
and maintain.
So if you take it day by day, then you've got it made. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah.
When you think about your New Year's lesson, I don't know whether I can do that.
Right, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to start out, but then you think of the long term. If mm-hmm. you just think of it day by day, much easier.
Okay, so besides push-ups, what is your daily exercise routine, Elaine LaLanne's 91-year-old exercise routine?
I do the stretching on with my side. I do a lot of side bends.
Okay,
I have these weights that I do curls and for the front of the arms and the triceps and the biceps.
Uh huh.
And then I do my push-ups every day.
How many push-ups, if I may ask, do you do?
Well, I can only, you must remember that when you get to be my age, you're not as strong, and I don't care how much you work out.
No, I know.
You just don't have it. I was able to do 50 push-ups years ago.
Wow.
Then I got down to 25. I had a...
that's amazing.
I got down to 25. Now I can do about maybe 8 to 10. But, Gilard, you tell him.
Listen, I witnessed it firsthand. I was right there. I was squatting next to you while you were doing your push-ups. I lost count. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Come on, be honest.
I was like maybe 8, 7, 8,
something like that.
That's
about right.
That's amazing, though. I know those are real push-ups.
Oh, real push-ups, all the way down, all the way up, man. Yeah. There was no discounts there.
Yeah, Gilard, you know, he inducted me into the Fitness Hall of Fame, and so.
And this was in New York City, right?
No, this was in May in Chicago.
Oh, in Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. No, New York City was. We were at the TriStar Extravaganza, their 25th with. 25th, I almost said wedding.
Yeah.
25th anniversary of being in business. And
oh, that, okay.
That take care of our juicer.
Now, right. Elaine, let's ask Gilad what he does for his daily fitness routine. Gilad?
My daily fitness routine is basically, I combine it, you know, I look at a week program, and I try to do a little bit of swimming, a little bit of biking, a little bit of cardio, a little bit of strength training. I do some, you know, forms of Tai Chi, et cetera. So I do a combination of things. I don't limit myself to one
specific
thing. No,
I do too. I in other words, Jack always said, change your program every, you know, 30 to...
Yeah, every month, yeah. Right. I remember he used to say that. You want to hear what my exercise routine is?
I hate to
drinking
ask.
Drinking coffee.
No. You know, Elaine, I have not had a cup of coffee ever. I've never... Never had a cup of coffee. But anyway, no, jumping to conclusions, exercising caution, and running late.
And running late.
Yeah. I mean,
okay. this is...
That's a good program.
It's
it works for me.
All encompassing.
No, just kidding. No, I'm a runner and a swimmer, and I do go to the gym as well.
You look very fit. I mean, come on.
Well, for somebody that has a face for radio.
People can only hear you, but if they could see you, they can see that you can, you know, you walk the, how do they say, walk the walk and talk the talk? Or is it the reverse?
Walk the talk.
I
want to
say.
I'm a talkaholic.
You have trillions of cells in your body.
Yes.
And they all need to be nourished. And you know, they're continually, you know, replenishing themselves.
That's right.
And if you eat properly and you eat well, then those cells are going to be healthy. But if you're not eating properly and you're not exercising, those cells are going to go downhill. And that's how people go downhill, because your cells are completely replacing themselves.
Mm. Okay, so I have a question for Elaine. May I?
Yeah.
Okay, because we're talking about fitness and stuff, and I've been with Elaine several times this year, which I blessed the time we spent together. And she is the life of the party. So when everybody is ready to go home at 11:30 at night because they're tired, Elaine is just getting going.
She's just getting warmed up.
She is just warming up. She's just getting started. So, Elaine, I want to ask you, how do you do it?
I could have danced all night.
Oh.
I could have danced all night.
That's great.
I don't know. I make sure I have a lot of vitamins. Mm-hmm. I make sure I exercise. And I just have a lot of energy, and I think it's because when I met Jack, I changed my from a junk food junkie.
But I think too, it's the number one thing you put on your list, which was attitude.
Yeah,
I think
that's life is 90%.
I think
attitude.
You have a healthy winning attitude, and that's the key.
That is so true.
Yes, that my attitude is very good. I mean, I accept life as it comes to me. You know, I lost my daughter when she was 21. She's 65 now, but you know, I have to accept it. You know,
sure.
People can't accept life as it is. I mean,
right.
It's part of life, and you have to accept what's handed
what
to you.
What cards are dealt with you, to you? Yeah, that's so true. Elaine, we need to take one last break for Dick Allgaier's health report. Can you stay with us to the top of the hour?
Sure.
All right. Elaine LaLanne is joining us, the queen of fitness in America, 91 years young, along with Gilad from Fit TV's Bodies in Motion. We'll talk about some of the videos that can help you get in shape and stay in shape when we come back. But first, a question of health. researchers found that, first of all, which of these warming wintertime drinks has the most antioxidants? Is it A, green tea, B, black tea, C, hot chocolate, or D, mulled wine? The answer when we return. But stay tuned now for the Health Report, an exclusive feature of Dr. Health Radio with veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier. And the Health Report is brought to you by Hawaiian Organic Noni, the makers of Noni Fruit Leather and Lavender Noni Lotion. Now, Dick Allgaier's Health Report.
British health officials are considering turning to drunk tanks to ease the strain on emergency rooms and ambulance services caused by heavy drinkers. Health officials in England say heavy drinking is diverting resources needed by sick people. Officials say 12 to 15% of emergency room visits are due to acute alcohol intoxication, with figures much higher on weekend nights. Women should have no more than one drink per day, and men no more than two, according to dietary guidelines for Americans. This isn't necessarily a weekly recommendation of 7 to 14 drinks. Based on per capita consumption from alcoholic beverage sales data, the average American drinks about 1.35 drinks per day, 9.5 drinks per week, and 494 drinks per year, according to a senior scientific advisor to the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. And there's a survey out that claims people who eat a lot of meat have more sex. This survey said 42% of those who eat meat at least once a day have sex once a week or more. But the figure drops to only 16% for vegetarians. But hold on. Who did the survey? Yeah, it was conducted by the Gourmet Meat Club in the UK. So I don't believe it. Yeah, I'm a vegetarian. And I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. Hey, next week, boost your energy all year long with our experts' advice, along with lots of other information on having more energy without having to resort to caffeine or sugar or drugs. Well, sugar's like acts like a drug, but we'll talk about weight loss and energy and much more as we continue our Health Resolution Show series in the month of January. Okay, our question, or our answer to the question of health, the question was, which of these warming wintertime drinks has the most antioxidants? Is it green tea, black tea, hot chocolate, or mulled wine? Let's put Gilad on the spot. Which one would you guess?
Hot chocolate.
Oh, my God, you're right. You're right. The answer is C, hot chocolate. Researchers.
I was going to say chocolate, too.
Okay. double A's for you,
well,
guys.
Well, my friend is a doctor of nutrition, and she is always telling me about how great chocolate is.
providing it's dark chocolate and doesn't have a lot of added sugar. Well, I'm the doctor of chocolate. No, I'm just kidding. No, but researchers found that when you make real cocoa, 2 tablespoons of real cocoa powder, it contains more antioxidants per cup than red wine, green tea, or black tea. And it's because of the flavonoids and antioxidants and different compounds in it. So just watch the sugar and use stevia or honey to sweeten
it. So when are we having a dark chocolate party?
A dark chocolate party. Well, that's next month. You know, we always do a segment on chocolate for our Valentine's Day edition of Dr. Health Radio.
Okay.
And that's that goes along with our sexual health edition, always also on Valentine's Day or the weekend before or after Valentine's. So,
can we get a head start?
A head start on chocolate?
On chocolate.
Well, I don't have any. You know, I ate all my chocolate this week, my allotment of chocolate. I do allow myself one small bar of 70% or more. Actually, I like 85%.
85 is the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Lindel has, is it Lindel?
Lent.
Lent, what's it called?
Well, Lent is European chocolate. Well, I buy the Taza, which is the stone ground chocolate. Mm. I'll have to give you some sometime. They grind the whole cacao bean. So it gives you that. It's like a Mexican-style chocolate. It gives you that texture as well as the taste, and gives you more antioxidants and nutrients as well. Elaine, what's your favorite chocolate?
I don't really eat a lot of chocolate.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And Jack didn't eat chocolate.
But, my mother used to make, oh, my goodness, when I was young, my mother used to make a devil's food cake, they called it. And my father used to eat frosting. My father used to eat the cake, and I used to eat the frosting.
Oh, my goodness.
But I don't really, since I met Jack, I didn't eat a lot of chocolate. But I do, I love them. I sometimes I'll put some dark chocolate in my protein drink.
Oh, good idea! That's a perfect combo.
I make a protein drink and with some. I throw in some yogurt.
Yeah! Good idea.
And then I throw in some agave.
Okay. All right, Elaine.
I throw in some chocolate.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so we're out of time. So is it jackalane.com for all the information and fitness videos?
Yes, jackalane.com, and look for a book I'm coming out with. This I'm working with a fellow. And it's going to be for the boomers.
Great.
Putting the boom back in the boomers. So
okay.
I hope you'll look for it in this next
All year. Right. Thanks so much, Elaine. And Gilad, give us your website. You have a new Gilad On Demand.
It's Gilad.tv is the website.
Okay.
Gilad On Demand, you can get my shows 24/7.
Fantastic.
GiladOnDemand.com.
GILAD.
OnDemand.
OnDemand.com or Gilad.
TV. That's the website.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. We invite you back next year at the same time.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks to both of you. Thanks to all of you listeners out there in Radio Land. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of the program. Until then, I'm David Snow reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.